Take a moment to just extend your legs out, give them a little bounce around, and you're going to bend your knees now, hold on to your knees, and lower yourself all the way down onto your back. So make sure that as you go down on your back, there's nothing directly behind your head. So we want a bit of space to stretch the arms back in a moment or two, so just making sure you've got enough space. Keep your knees bent. Walk your heels in so that they line up with your sitting bones. So the ankles are more or less underneath the knees. Take your arms down by your sides of your body, palms face down on the floor. Move the chin slightly towards the chest, but no big pressure there. So you want to lengthen the back of the neck, but not create pressure in the front of the neck. Close your eyes. And as you next inhale, press into your feet and begin to lift your hips up away from the floor. And then as you exhale, take your spine and your pelvis back down and let your arms float to the back of your mat and overhead. As you inhale, the hips lift up and the arms go down. And as you exhale, the arms float back and the hips lower down. Good. Inhaling, the hips lift, the arms come down. And exhaling, the hips lower, the arms float up. So you can continue with that rhythm for a few more cycles, doing your best to let your movement follow the wave of your breath. Try to keep the muscles in your bum quite relaxed. So really press down into your big toes and use the inner seams of your legs to lift. Lengthening your inhalation and exhalation. So the movement slows down as the breath slows down. And next time your hips come all the way down onto the floor and there's no rush, let your hips stay there. Just let your arms float back down to your sides. And somewhere close by you should have a yoga block, and you can lift your hips up and just take your block and take it underneath your sacrum. So if you're doing this at home, just a block or a little stack of pillows is good. In fact, I quite like to have a few blocks stacked up. We're about to stretch the psoas muscle, and often the more elevation we have, the more deeper we can get into that muscle. So if you were at home, you could use more than just one block if you had them handy. Hug your right knee into your chest now and begin to slide your left leg out along your mat. Come onto your left heel and press your left heel down into the mat as the left leg straightens out. Keep your face relaxed. So a bit of space between your lips and teeth. Relax your tongue, relax your eyes. Move your shoulders down into the floor. Let your collarbone and heart spread open. And breathe gently. And The reason that I included this psoas stretch into your sequence today is because our psoas kind of moves from the lower back area, moves through the abdominal region and down and attaches itself to our inner thigh and groin. And because of its location, the way that it feeds through, particularly around times of which can be emotionally stressful, i.e. Christmas, then it's a good time to stretch this muscle because it moves through the very regions of that first and second chakra area. But for those of you who remember from our chakra 6-week block that we just completed, the third chakra is all to do with your security and your well-being and your home and feeling kind of rooted and grounded. And the second chakra is all to do with your relationships. And so because these areas are often in focus over the Christmas season when we get together with lots of relatives and friends, and it can all be quite hectic and sometimes create stressful situations, particularly around those two chakras. So this is a great time for opening the body in this place physically so we can release the stress from the emotional body, from the energetic body. Let's change sides. Let's release the right leg out. Hug your left knee in. And you can begin to stretch out your right heel away from you. Press the heel down into the floor and hug the left knee in. Keeping everything nice and soft, no big force, no big effort to you. Just breathing in and out gently. And at the end of your next exhalation, let your left leg also extend out towards the front of your mat. Just take a moment with both legs stretched out. Just reconnect, feel into your body. And then you can bend both knees, source the feet on the floor, lift your hips up, remove your block, take your pelvis back down onto the floor. And then drop your knees out to the sides, bringing the soles of your feet together. Bring your hands together and rub your palms. So get a little bit of warmth and heat, energy moving between your palms. And then when you feel that they've heated up a little bit, you can place your palms right into your hip creases, just allowing that energy to transfer from your hands, the warmth from your hands, softening around the hips for that exact same reason as we stretch the psoas, to enable us to reconnect to our roots so that we feel steady, we feel grounded, we feel connected more fully to ourselves, we feel more secure and able to open up into our relationships from a place of safety and security. Great. Let's use the hands on the edges of the thighs to help the knees back up to center. You can hug your knees into your chest. Give yourself a little rock and roll. And then when you're ready, you can roll off to one side and bring yourself around and up to sitting. So we're going to take a few minutes of the practice of Nadi Shodhanam. So for me, this is probably my favorite pranayama because it's really great for a number of reasons. Because it's a very balancing pranayama. So anytime we feel, you feel overwhelmed, or when you get into all the Christmas madness and you just need a quick 5 minutes to take yourself off somewhere quiet, something that can almost instantaneously make you feel more calm and grounded is Nadi Shodhanam.
because it balances the left and right sides of the brain. So it brings that kind of masculine, feminine, yin and yang, solar and lunar, you know, the two opposites, into a place of balance. Helping us to feel more calm and centered almost immediately. So find a way of sitting where you can be tall in your spine, so that whole energetic channel from the tail to the crown, completely lengthy and open. Whether that's straddling a bolster or some pillows if you were at home, sitting cross-legged, I would recommend for everybody to have something underneath their seat so their pelvis can tilt forward slightly so you can take the weight out of your lower back. Then you can forget about your left hand. Let's turn the left palm down onto the lap or your knee. And with your right hand, turn the palm up towards the ceiling and then bring your middle finger and index finger towards the fleshy pad of your thumb. Then as you bring your right hand up towards your face, your right thumb is going to open and close your right nostril, and your ring finger and little finger open and close your left nostril. So you don't have to kind of pull the nose across the face, it's just a gentle opening and closing. Okay, so no big force. So let's close the eyes, slightly tilt the chin towards the chest, and then close your right nostril. Breathe in through your left, and at the top of the inhalation, close that nostril, open the right and breathe out. Breathing in through the right, and out through your left. In through the left, and out through the right. In through the right, out through the left. In through the left, out through the right. In through the right, out through the left. In through the left, out through the right. In through the right, out through the left. In through the left, out through the right. In through the right, out through the left. Taking a couple more rounds in your own time, slowing down as much as you can so the inhalation and exhalation are as lengthy as you can, but not holding the breath, no big strain or effort, just slowly breathing in, slowly breathing out. When you next exhale out of your left nostril, bring your right hand to rest on your lap, palm down, and just take a moment to breathe in and out through both nostrils evenly, and feel. Notice how you feel physically, energetically, emotionally. Without disturbing this harmonious balance too much, begin to make your way down onto your back, and we'll rest in Shavasana for about 3 or 4 minutes. If you feel you'd like the bolster underneath your legs, to support your lower back, go ahead and pop that under. Cover yourself with a blanket or use the eye pillow. Make yourself as warm and comfortable as you can. And as you come to lie down, by all means have your knees bent if it helps your lower back, but have your feet as wide as your yoga mat and drop your knees into touch so the lower back broadens. Otherwise, stretch your legs out, lengthen your tail towards your heels. Take your feet a little wider than your hips. Just gently roll your thighs in and out a couple of times. And then rest with your thighs falling out. Move your shoulder blades underneath the back of the heart and let your shoulders fall back into the earth. Hands can rest on your body or away from the sides of your body. Turn your head gently to the right side and press your head down into your mat for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep the gaze to the right, but release the pressure. Breathe in through the left side of your body. Open your mouth and sigh the breath out. Exhale through the mouth, clearing the left side. Let's turn our head the other way, turning the head to the left. Press your head down into the mat for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Release the pressure, but keep the gaze to the left. Breathe in through the right side of your body. Full body breath. Open your mouth. Exhale through the mouth and clear the right side of your body. Roll your head to center. Take a full body breath, the left and the right side breathing in together. Part your lips and exhale through the mouth. Then let your breath be easy, natural and rhythmic. Let the weight of your body release into the earth. Equal weight between your heels, your buttocks, your shoulders, equal weight into the back of the head and into your hands if they're connected to the floor. Let your body rest and dive deeper to a place of stillness, of quietness, of peacefulness. Let go and relax. Of course, if you're at home practicing, you can stay here for as long as you would like. As we bring our practice today to a close, just begin to deepen your breath a little. Deepen the breath into your belly, ribs, and chest. Full yogic breaths to recharge and revitalize every cell of your body. You begin to yawn, to to stretch in any way that feels good for you. And when you're ready, bend your knees. Roll off to your right side, stretching your right arm back behind you. And you can bring yourself all the way around and up to a comfortable seated position. And bring your hands into Anjali Mudra. This mudra that signifies the union, the balance of bringing the left and the right together, the lunar and the solar, the yin and the yang. And hopefully our practice leaves us feeling that harmonious balance in our bodies and our minds. Bowing forwards to send our praise, thanks and gratitude to the universe for this practice, for taking the time to practice together, and for all the teachers that have gone before and have shared this practice with us. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.